studenții în aibul și ladea.
Nu încai, nu încai, nu încai, rece TV. Să izmirăm tăcu, imbu, bu, bu.
Imbu.
De kaj pa je to?
Ja, kultivator.
Gre za neko vrsto apatije.
To lahko reče samo kreten. Noben drug.
Socialni invalid in ga je nemogoče urejati.
Drugi kandidat.
Pa pije, kadi, masturbira, vse kako ni so lahko počeli. Nihče tega ne ve.
Vsak petek v OFF programu kultiviramo dogodek tedna.
Lahko po kriterijih Radio Študent, težko pa po evropskih kriterijih.
Ampak na drug način, kot vi tu mislite.
Kultivator vedno užge.
Da pač nekdo sploh omenja probleme, ki so, in da pravzaprav sploh nekdo sproži dogajanje v družbi.
To drži, drži.
Protesti, ki so se zgodili v Grčiji zaradi uboja 15-letnika strani policije, so dosegli dimenzije, ki so za Slovenijo znanstvena fantastika. Seveda je bil uboj s tako imenovanim opozorilnim strelom samo kapljica čez rob, saj so sindikati zaradi slabih socialnih razmer in visoke brezposelnosti napovedovali demonstracije že prej. So se pa sindikati in komunistična partija distancirali od nasilnega vala, v katerem so gorele trgovine, avtomobili in še marsikaj drugega. Brezposelnost med mladimi tako po uradnih podatkih znaša 19%, splošna pa 7,2%, kar naj bi se v luči gospodarske recesije še povečalo, medtem ko cene potrebščin in storitev ustrajno rastejo. Protestniki zahtevajo odstop vlade, ki ima v parlamentu sicer samo 2 stolčka večine. Zaradi strahu pred izgubo stola je predsednik vlade Kostas Karamanlis pred sredino generalno stavko pozval organizatorje naj se odpovejo protestom. O demonstracijah smo najprej spregovorili s članom centralnega komiteja komunistične partije Grčije, Babisom Angurakisom.
Firstly, thank you very much for the interest. Many greetings to the progressive forces in your country from the Greek communists and from the communist youth here. Regarding your question on the general strike, it was a big success. The interesting thing it is that the strike was proclaimed several weeks before the killing of Alexandros. But the strike was in some way connected with this police attack because the main issues were economical and especially a big protest against the crisis and the way in which the right-wing government but also the social democrats are dealing with that question. The fact that all the measures are in the direction to make the bank richer and the poor people poorer. The strike was a success in spite of this quite dangerous situation in Athens after the situation provoked by some uncontrolled groups. It was a success in spite of the fact also that the official leadership of the official trade unions are not so very supportive for economical demands. The official trade unions are controlled by the right wing and the social democrats. But at the same time, we have in Greece in the last years a very strong class-oriented trade union movement, and with the initiatives and the strike actions and strike committees of this class-oriented movement called PAME, it was possible also to oblige the official trade unions to proclaim that general strike. Anyway, it was a big success. In the factories, nothing was working, but also in the main public issues, I mean transport, airways, and so on. The interesting thing it is that during that strike and during the marches, no major destruction was made. And also it was very good for us, the fact that the Prime Minister was asking a day before the strike to stop any action in the name of the crisis and these things. But people was not coping with that demand, and so a big number of people was going on the streets. In the next days, today, and in the several next days, we will continue with the action, mainly in the schools. This will be the main point. And in the universities, already a big number of universities are closed down. And also in the schools, there are several initiatives. The most important of them are the assemblies in the schools in order to decide how to go further in that struggle.
Čeprav množična trobila obveščanja poročajo, da so se razmere umirile in pri tem navajajo tako bose razloge, kot je deževno vreme, pa ravno kar potekajo protesti študentov, v okviru katerih demonstrira 10.000 ljudi pred parlamentom v Atenah. Demonstracijam so se pridružili tudi profesorji univerz in srednjih šol, ki že od vsega začetka podpirajo nenasilne akcije. Direktno z demonstracij se nam je javil aktivist Antonis.
Right now, yeah, like I said, there's about 10,000 of us. People are attacking the lines of police in front of the parliament, and the police are throwing tear gas back. So basically, this is, I don't even know, the sixth day of demonstrations today, and there's still many, many people on the streets.
And of course, you are expecting that the protests will go on in further days.
Yes, for sure. But it doesn't seem to be anyone thinking or willing to stop demonstrating now. People are very angry with what has happened. Of course, the financial people are very angry that the murderer of the kid has not apologized, hasn't even said one word of apology, and is still being very provocative. So we have no reason to stop. Demonstrations are definitely not going to end. People are very angry.
Do you expect that the government will step down now? Do you expect that the government will step down because of these protests that are going on for 1 week and will going on?
I really don't know how they're going to react, because I really don't know if they'll be managed to stand or not, but in a very difficult position. They'll have to do something to end this, because this is, you know, this is not a normal situation. They can't keep going on like this. So we expect them to try and hit back very hard very soon.
Does the professors and the faculties, they support you, I guess?
Yes, most of the university professors are supporting the students, I'm sure.
So
they have support for a strike themselves.
Mm-hmm. So there is no lectures today, I presume?
There's not what, sorry?
There is no lectures. I mean, are there professors also on the streets?
Oh, yeah, of course. And of course, there's no lectures. The three main universities in Athens are occupied mostly by anarchists. The law school, the Polytechnic, and the School of Economics are all occupied by anarchists. And all the other departments have been calling general assemblies and have been being occupied by their students. So there's no... And same goes with the schools. There must be about 300 schools, like high schools, occupied by their students today.
Gnev nad trenutno ekonomsko situacijo in nad policijskim nasiljem pa se ni ustavil na mejah Grčije. Ta teden so se zgodili spontani protesti v nekaterih evropskih prestolnicah, jutri pa se jim bo pridružila tudi Ljubljana. Več bo povedal Aleksandros, ki že več let študira in dela v Sloveniji. Oglejte pa si tudi spletno stran, ustvarjeno posebej za to priložnost. Stran je ljdiaspora.org.
Jutri prijavim, jutro pripravimo eno akcijo, da bomo zaščitili slovenske ljudi za kaj se dogaja v Grči. V bistvu kaj je bil začetni dogodek, je bil slabo soočen in v bistvu zakaj vse skupaj gre. To bomo jutro v centru, okoli 11. Bomo šli ene skupina Grkov, ki smo se našli tukaj in bomo dali informacijski material, pa bomo dejansko tam prisotni za katerikoli vprašanje bi imel kdokoli.
Ok, kdo se pripravlja, to ste študenti iz Grčije, pa kdo se bo še pridružil tej akciji?
V bistvu to je precej grassroot zadeva, ki smo eni študenti, ki so tukaj Erasmus, pa eni, ki smo malo dalj časa, smo se našli in smo se odločili, da bomo nekaj organizirali, imamo pomoč od Tovarna Rog. Ampak dejansko mi v bistvu to izvedemo kot neka vrsto informativno akcijo, brez da bi imeli dejansko nekaj organizacijo za nami, da bi dejansko to pripisnil. Mi smo sami prišli do tega, da bi bilo fajn nekaj povedati, malo obvestiti ljudi malo bolj, ki pač masovna medija samo povejo, koliko stvari so zažgane in se ne poglabljajo v bistvu, zakaj se to dogaja in kaj v bistvu bilo, kako je prišlo do tega.
No, sej, ta nesrečna smrt tega mladeniča, to v bistvu je bil sam en tak povod, da je vse skupaj eskaliralo, ne? V bistvu pa odzadi...
To je bila kapljica v bistvu, ki je tako kot ena kapljica, ki je napomnila kozarec do konca. Je bil dogodek, katero je za grški narod in se misli za vse, je nekaj, ki ne smemo pustiti, da se take stvari dogajajo. Je pa vse skupaj izbuhljeno ven, vse nezadovoljno, predvsem od mladine, zaradi slabe razmerje, zaradi v bistvu slabe prihodnosti.
Ne vem, množična trobila pravijo, da se situacija v Grči, da se danes precej umirila. Kaj pa ti imaš mogoče kakšne druge informacije, kaj se dogaja trenutno v Grči?
Se umirila, kar se tiče te dejansko ta nasilje. Drugače bodo imeli naslednji teden se pripravijo masovne demonstracije, miroljubne demonstracije, katere v bistvu mi podpiramo, da se dejansko še nadaljuje v bistvu protest. Ni to, da je zdaj končano. Samo na srečo v bistvu se malo umirilo, kar se tiče ta ekstremno nasilje. V skupini, ki smo dejansko to organiziramo, nismo homogenična skupina. Vsak ima nekako svoje prepričanje, ampak vemo, kaj nas druži. To nas druži jeza za to, kar se je zgodilo za Leksavos, ki pač je isto ime kot, ima isto ime kot jaz. In dejansko nas duži nekaj protest za policijsko nasilje. Je tako, da sodelujejo v Grče trenutno več skupine. Ena od te skupine so pač anarhisti, druga skupina je študenti in še skupina, v bistvu še najmočnejša bi rekel, so študentske srednje šole.
Boj v Grčiji se bo glede na njen temperament nedvomno bolj ali manj nasilno nadaljeval tudi skozi naslednje tedne, seveda pa je vanj vključenih veliko skupin, ki nimajo nujno istih interesov in tudi ne zasledujejo svojih ciljev z istimi sredstvi. Kultivator sta pripravila Urh in Tadej.
Jaz sem sedel pred Gromko, kad sem delal že pred celo noč.
Ti si zir požigalec, pa se za Švicu ful.
In sem se zapričal tle s kolegi, pa še eni so pošli tko še iz K4 se žural, pa to, pa smo malo se zapričali.
In pol gre jedan ta moj kolega...
Tam bive živčen.
Ne me zajebava, zdaj je svakam autobus, zdaj me jala gori. In...
Pa si nisi rekao, kaj ti boba torba, če si kupio kolo, pa kaj imaš u torbi, pa nije hotel pokazat torbe, pa sam pogledao pol, pa imam neki trdega.
Gori, i ja sam lafu pa tako, imamo mi ono dežurni kontejner, tam imamo pogasilni aparat, pa gori, sam prolaufao i razbao šajbu i not po špricu, koliko je nesel i nesel, no tim mi je ratao.
Imao je u torbi benzin, pa take fore.
Litar pa pol plastične flaše benzina.
A lahko poveš...
Imao je u torbi benzin, pa take fore.
Ne, jaz sem sedel, ja, a jaz nisam vidio, ka sem bio na tam, na drugi strani, ja ne vem. To zdaj lahko sam vohamo, kdo je, ke...
A si ti počakal do prihoda policije?
Sam, ja.
Ti si zir požigalec, pa se za Švico ful.
Kaj so bo policajni dodel, ko so prišli?
Ne, sam pogledal po svetu, gledal, kaj je... Gori.
A pa smo poklicali policijo, pa smo ga pridržali do njihovega prihoda.
Kaj pa je to?
Ja, kultivator.
Gre za neko vrsto apatije.
To lahko reče samo kreten. Noben drug.
Socialni invalid in ga je nemogoče urejati.
Drugi kandidat.
Pa pije, kadi, masturbira, vse kako ni človeka počne. Nihče tega ne ve.
Vsak petek v OFF programu skultiviramo dogodek tedna.
Lahko po kriterijih Radio Študent, težko pa po evropskih kriterijih.
Ampak na drug način, kot vi tu mislite.
Kultivator vedno užge.
Da pač nekdo sploh omenja probleme, ki so, in da pač sploh nekdo sproži dogajanje v družbi.
To drži. Drži.